This poem is called Worth the Wait. Cold, empty winter days, in a house bought for two, she silently, patiently waits, marking time with her pain. Immaculate in his absence, she makes a home for one, whilst a smiling bride and groom watch her pitifully from the wall. In pursuit of a lifelong Antarctic dream, summers with scientists beside icebergs, he pleadingly requests her blessing, while sliding her easily into the cold. A trick question, a tripwire, a trap. She ponders a choice, without choice, with only one true sacrifice, hers, as he already turns his back to leave. Alone, her love as solid as concrete, a pillar of support in the face of onlookers, her conversation only justification on behalf of the man who abandoned her. She sits warming herself in cosy denial, daydreaming of their postponed future. Plans for two, masterminded by one, the balance of equality toppling slowly. Pushing her forgotten needs into wasteland, she is deliberate in not noticing the sorrowful elephant in the corner that is her now part-time marriage. 2 years, 2 months and 2 days. The time it takes for her to acknowledge the ocean of misery in which she now swims, finally welcoming the current that takes her under. Unknowingly entering Last Chance Saloon, he returns to her. His only gifts, carefully wrapped indifference and a magnum of bitter tastes. Summer spent in a warmer climate, sees only uncomfortable record lows. 3 months of desperate floundering in a relationship now dead in icy waters. Beaten, she packs her smallest belongings, taking lightweight treasures of a decade. Symbols of a future once promised, now reneged, swiftly and clinically. She drives a hired vehicle alone, her life neatly boxed inside, to a strange city and a fresh start, as a number devoid of history. Leaving behind furniture lovingly restored, whilst a nameless, faceless other calmly places her toothbrush and perfume in a cupboard, stained only days before by teak oil and a wife's tears. Promises to collect the last of her things are deemed unnecessary by his generosity, giving away to others the last evidence of her, erasing her in seconds, no trace to remain. She scours unknown streets in need of a home, in reality wanting only a warm bed in which she can sleep, hoping never to awake, having given her last, no more to spend. Bags unpacked, she stands in Tourist Central, excited sightseers of the world unite, to marvel at the history and the vibrancy. Invisible amongst them, she quietly dies inside.